This week on Florida Matters, we're talking about how the retail industry is changing in an increasingly digital world. We'll also discuss the role retail stores will play in some of the major new developments going on in our area, like the Bonner Street District in downtown Tampa. Host Robin Sussingham talks about this with Paul Rutledge, first vice president of retail brokerage in the commercial real estate firm CBRE's Tampa Bay office, and Ashley Grubel-Kreitzer, senior reporter with the Tampa Bay Business Journal, in this preview.
Water Street in particular, when you look at the retail component of that, is going to be fascinating because Water Street, the development by Jeff Vinnick and Bill Gates, Cascade Investment, is they're building for the future. They're building for something that won't fully exist for 10 years from now. And who knows what retail will look like at that point. So they've discussed a lot of local retail, an experience that you can't have online, similar to the Oxford Exchange concept where it's an emporium with a boutique, a bookstore. So it's not going to be your big box. You're not going to see a Target necessarily anchoring Water Street, Tampa, but you are going to see a lot of experiential retail. They do have a grocer space carved out on the bottom of a residential building. So what kind of grocer they can get in there will be fascinating to see how it develops along with the rest of the district, which is just a very, you know, tech forward, forward-thinking place.
I thought they put Publix in.
The Publix is actually being built at Twig Street and Meridian. That's a different development. There is a Publix under construction in downtown Tampa. It's also part of a residential development. There is talk that it could be a Publix in the Vinnick Cascade District, but that's certainly not confirmed.
Okay.
You know, I want to follow up on that because I'll tell you one of the things that the Florida Redevelopment Association, which is an association of all the downtown government and support teams that work within the municipalities, has done a lot of research on this. And the thing that you look at as a model, and I think Tampa is a great one. It's just fantastic because it had a great downtown. But the downtown thrived by having a lot of people living there and then utilizing the services. And one of the things that people forget is when you develop a mixed-use or multi-use location, you've got to have people. And I think the dynamics of adding residential first just brings more people. So you have 300 apartment units with 400 people and they have their friends and they said, where are we going to meet? The option to be where you are magnifies that. So the National Multifamily Housing Association says one of the top things people ask when they're renting a place is, where is my retail? Where can I eat, shop, meet my friends? So this, you know, mixed use where you just stick it out someplace, it's difficult. When you have people, it works a lot.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. The developers of these mixed-use developments, also, they're kind of hedging their bets, right? Because it's not just retail like a mall, like an old-fashioned mall would be where it was just retail. They've got office space. They've got residential. They have a hotel.
Right. They're creating the demand driver. I mean, downtown Tampa is already anchored by the office market. I think you have 60,000 employees down there Monday through Friday. So there's going to be plenty of office space. That's the biggest component in Water Street.
Does downtown Tampa have that right mix of retail right now to make a vibrant downtown like you might see in St. Pete or Winter Park, where you really have a lot of retail and you see a lot of action and activity?
It's very much in transition. I live in the Channel District, and we've been there since 2014, and it is very much a city in transition. We don't yet have the retail to make it a truly walkable downtown, but first you've got to have the residents. You've got to have the heads in beds, or Whole Foods or Publix is never going to put a location there.
It's not enough
there
just to have the office workers.
Absolutely not. You need the residents. And, you know, we are seeing Publix taking that corner in the Channel District, but Publix is known for being very preemptive, and they'll lock down a corner to keep a competitor out. So downtown Tampa is getting there. And you'll see with Water Street and with some of the other developments in the works, Riverwalk Place, we are going to see that street level activity pick up.